Panic will be doing a training on Tomcat at ApacheCon this year. This is what Philip does in his day job. He's a trainer for SpringSource, which used to be Covalent. So this is a high-quality training. If you work with Tomcat in your day job, I highly recommend that you take advantage of this opportunity and come to ApacheCon. I'm speaking with Philip Hanick, who is doing a training at ApacheCon. He is giving a training about Tomcat. Thanks for speaking with us, Philip.
Thank you, Rich. Pleasure.
I know that there's some perception by people who don't actively use it that Tomcat isn't terribly important. And I think that this has to do with some of the same reasons that they think that about the web server. It just works, and so they don't think about it much. What sort of user base does Tomcat have? How many folks are out there using this?
Well, Tomcat is becoming more and more adopted as it is today. It started out as the de facto development platform for when you develop servlets and JSPs, and then a lot of people deployed on commercial servers. We've seen a trend and definitely a switch in that market share today where a lot of the production servers are running Apache Tomcat. So according to some analyst reports, over 60% of enterprises are using Apache Tomcat in their production environments today.
Wow, I guess even I didn't realize it was quite that much. I knew that it was pretty prevalent.
Those numbers are a little bit skewed since they don't add up quite to 100% since a lot of enterprises use multiple types of servers.
What's the expected audience expertise level that you're aiming your talk at?
What we're doing, especially for the Tomcat training, is that we're targeting all the levels. If you're a beginner, has never used Tomcat before, to an expert who used Tomcat for several years in production environment, I believe we'll be able to meet everyone's needs because we start out basic, but then we go into very focused production environment type training. This is where a lot of people are missing the value of Tomcat. Like, how can we actually leverage some of Tomcat features? And what are the really important troubleshooting and tuning steps that you need to be doing with Tomcat? So the training itself, while it covers from basic Tomcat configuration to extremely advanced production management, will be geared towards all of the levels. Now, it is helpful if you do understand a little bit about web servers and are in that type of role where you're actually hands-on with some sort of web container out there today.
To what extent is this a hands-on sort of a class? And do you expect folks to bring a laptop along? And if so, what should they have pre-configured on it?
So the hands-on aspect of it, it's a two-day class, which is fairly short. This sort of limits us to how much we can actually do in terms of lab work. Now, there is a lab document that you're more than welcome to complete on your own. It does help to have your own laptop. This way you can follow on. If you have Java and Tomcat installed on that laptop, then you are pre-configured. But if you don't have it, well, at least have the JDK downloaded, since internet connectivity at hotels is somewhat spotty sometimes, and if everyone tries to download these fairly large files, we're going to bog down the network. So at least have the zip files downloaded so that you can install it while you're at the class. If you have a laptop, it will greatly help you since you'll be able to follow along in doing some of the examples that we're doing on the projector screen, be it if we're doing a configuration example or if we're doing some performance tuning trick that we can use, or if we're doing some troubleshooting part, you can actually go ahead and do that on your local laptop while we're doing it. Now, the best way to come prepared is to come prepared with a lot of questions. This is your time, your training. If you have real problems, real scenarios, we'll be happy to address them in the class, as the tendency is that a lot of other people also have the same problems. Now, when it comes to the computer you bring, it won't matter what operating system you bring. This is going to be fairly generic, and a lot of the tools that we're using are available in all the systems out there.
Now, you're giving another talk at the conference, is that right?
That is correct. We're giving a talk on asynchronous servlet processing. This has a little bit of a relation to the Tomcat training, but it's really geared towards developers. The training If you're a developer or a sysadmin, you'll greatly benefit from the training. The talk itself, asynchronous servlet processing or request processing, is mainly a developer talk. It talks about the new API that will come out in Servlet 3.0, how to use the API, some demo applications, some tips and tricks, and essentially how to avoid pitfalls with asynchronous processing.
If someone's planning to come to the conference and make a whole week of it, what other content in the conference should they consider attending?
If you focus a lot on sort of the website of it, the production part of it, maybe you're a sysadmin, your operations, then I highly recommend a lot of the HTTPD track. This is the Apache HTTP server. A lot of the content is typically focused towards sysadmins, but also performance, troubleshooting, and production environments. When it comes to Tomcat, it is also a web server, so it has the same sort of functionality. The configuration parameters are going to be different, but you're going to be able to take something out of the Apache HTTP class, apply it to Tomcat, and possibly the other way around. If you're a developer, there will be a lot of content around different development frameworks. Now, if you're really focused on Tomcat, there's a whole day of a track of just Tomcat content. And this goes from development to security issues to performance tuning. So there's a lot for you to get hands on and attend and speak to the actual developers. What I think is unique about ApacheCon, both training and presentation-wise in the three-day tracks, is that you're going to be talking to the developers of these technologies. Very rarely do you get a chance of that intimate interaction anywhere else.
Thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.